He's the home voiceover studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He's a voice actor and the home studio master, hailing from Buffalo, New York. His home studio skills and knowledge of voiceover recording is unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen, and the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Boy, if only I could play saxophone. Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we is East West Audio Body Shop. Well, it's our monthly Google Hangout. We got a lot of great people with us tonight, but it's been an interesting night. If you want to join us, email us here at ewebshop@gmail.com. We'd love to have a few more people join us. Not that our present company isn't fabulous, but we'll get to them in just a minute. How's your week been going?
It's been a nutty week because, I just decided that I would start working for this other company called Edge Studio in New York, and Edge Studio, and it's been intense. Let me just put it this way: it's like I've officially been working for them since June, the end of June, and all of July and all of August. It feels like I'm running one company and working for another one at the same time. So it is pretty nuts right now. I'm trying to keep all the balls in the air.
Try to run four companies like I do.
Yeah, right.
They're all tiny, tiny little companies, but all together they equal one big one.
Yeah, it's too much.
I took a little trip to the West today. I went west to our neighbor to the north, because actually our neighbor to the north is actually west of me here.
Uh-huh.
So I crossed the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, went up through Hamilton, Ontario, and drove to the lovely, amazing city of London, Ontario. And had a very nice sit down with our good friends David and Stephanie Cicerelli at Voices.com, and they greeted me there like a celebrity. It was like,
ooh,
okay. It was strange, but they were talking about how I had been a member there. I signed up there over 9 years ago, and then they mentioned how they remember when I was just a name on a whiteboard. So they've grown a lot since then.
Yeah.
But we were talking about a couple of things about, what's going on with their business and, great company.
State of the voiceover industry kind of thing.
Yeah. And, and my opinions about some things and, and they were listening, so customer service is important. Important.
Important, but when you can too.
It's really important, And we had lunch, and they treated me like royalty.
Well, that's nice.
I had to give them the crown back, but it was very nice.
Then you wrote them a check. But did you write them the check before or after?
I did not write them a check. I don't write them checks. They're supposed to send me the money.
That's right,
that's
man.
That's the idea. Anyway. But thank you to David, and Stephanie, or Stavid and Defany. You can tell I've been driving for almost 6 hours today. It's not close.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then last week took my oldest son to college. And
congratulations.
Yes, and we said call once in a while. Well, he's called four times so far.
Four times in one day or
in 3 days.
3 days, okay.
Yes, but he hasn't asked for money once. He did call and say, "I can't find my car keys." And we're like, "And you want us to do what about it?" Hopefully he's not watching tonight. I'm sure he's not. He's busy partying and being a college student. Anyway, this is a Google Hangout, and we'll talk about just about anything anybody wants to talk about tonight. Doesn't even have to be about voiceover technology. But joining us tonight, we got a lot of people in the room here, and if they'll all make sure their microphone's on. First off, we have the Ed McMahon of eWebs, Anthony Gettig in Kalamazoo, Michigan, for the time being.
Thank you, yes.
You are correct, sir.
You are correct, sir, yes.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Yep, just opened a new growler of Kalamazoo's finest brew right here.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
oh. It's called IPA, like E-H.
A? A?
That's like how you spell.
That's how you spell Canada, C-A-N-D-A.
Awesome.
Yes, thanks for joining. Yes. And let's see if John Taylor has joined us yet. We know you're in there, John.
Yes, can you hear this?
No, oh, oh, no, no, turn it off, turn it off. Now we hear you.
Is it too loud?
It's perfect.
Sounds
perfect.
Malefulous. Sounds malefulous.
Malefulous. That's why I'm the voice actor and you're the engineer.
That's right.
Malefulous.
Well, this is working exactly how it was planned by George.
All right. Well, he is the expert. All right. We'll have lots of fun stuff to talk about. Joining us also, our producer, Gelman. Get me Gelman. Catherine Curran from San Diego, looking lovely tonight with a red hue. Oh, I like the backsplash. That's nice. That's the kind my wife wants.
Glass
tile. Oh, I'll have to drag her up here and say, look how great it looks in Catherine's house. How are you this evening?
Thank you. Good, good, good.
That's
Monday,
good.
Still tired from Saturday night. I'm sure John and George. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, we should. Oh, by the way, there's someone else in here. We have Karen O'Brien. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Much better. Thank you.
Yes, you've been a little
splitting headache, but
Boy, everybody's getting that sinus headache, or
thanks to the magic of modern medicine, it went away.
Yes.
Karen, where is your microphone?
You know what? Let me fix it.
San Diego.
Yes, it's. Thank you, Ed.
Pasadena, isn't it?
Pasadena. Let me change it over. Hold on.
No problem.
Okay. While she's doing that.
That would be why.
That's true.
I feel like Bert Convy on Tattletales.
How's that better?
Yes. So let's start the conversation tonight. Yes. Let's start the conversation tonight. John Taylor.
Yes.
Joining us. Now, you're,
Dan's
now you're
saying
LA.
Yes, but I'm not sure of what he's saying yes about.
What?
I'm agreeing to my acknowledgement of the presence I have presented on this program.
No, Karen was asking if it sounds better, and Dan kept saying yes, and it doesn't sound any different.
Oh, okay.
Let me drop out and drop back in.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, make sure you have your regular mic on, not your iMac mic or whatever, your Micmac mic or whatever.
So anyway.
John Taylor, you're out west right now, are you not?
I'm in beautiful Camarillo at Casa de Ehrenberg.
Love Camarillo.
Yes, and it is lovely to be here. And I'm broadcasting my morning show on Cape Cod every morning, Monday through Friday, from here, starting at 3 a.m. Pacific.
So why even think about going to bed?
Yeah, but it's worked perfectly. George, I called up George and got a consult, and I got myself a nice Firewire Onyx board, and I've got a separate laptop and Lucy Live, and we did a show today that worked flawlessly.
Outstanding.
Oh, yay.
Because
Excellent.
Of George.
Thank you.
So Lucy
John.
Went well for you? Are you running that like an iOS device or something else?
I'm running it on a MacBook Pro, so I have the MacBook Pro edition of Lucy Live, but the internet was supplied by Verizon's 4G LTE from an iPhone 5 used as a hotspot. Yes.
Wow.
Dan,
cool.
that ran the broadcast, which ran flawlessly with no dropouts or any kind of technical problems. The only thing missing was talent.
And whatever is being cooked up in Catherine's kitchen, apparently.
Just unload your groceries. We don't really care. It's
he already did that. Now he's making what is it? Cheese bread.
Ortega
cheese bread.
Nice.
Yeah, nothing to see Ortega. Here. Just a worldwide broadcast.
Yeah, really.
Go about your kitchen chores.
Yeah.
Don't mind us.
Kathy doesn't watch the show. She doesn't know how seriously we're really taking her.
Yes.
Just kidding.
This is fine.
I have a whole
excellence.
Catering truck I have a catering truck outside. There's a makeup station. This didn't happen by accident.
Dude. It's the new hairdo, too, John, I noticed.
I just washed it. I wash mine. Dan polishes his.
That's right.
Either way, we present a pretty good picture. And the mustache wax has to be rejuvenated every month or so, whether it needs it or not.
Whether it needs
it. Nice.
Thank you.
Twist, yes. My friend.
Yes. Why, thank you very much. Yeah. Actually,
not to mention Anthony's beard.
Yeah. Well, little Crisco takes care of that, and we're good.
You know, the missus actually consented to let me shave my head. Just because, see, now guys who are bald like me, we can like get rid of the, well, he's bald. Well, gosh, he's totally bald. That's actually kind of cool. So, but
you're embracing your baldness.
I've never had a problem with it.
Yeah.
So, but no, we were at the Buffalo Irish Festival the other day, and we were watching a friend of ours who's a musician. We're the guy we're taking ukulele lessons from. Yes, I'm taking ukulele lessons still.
Life must be magic living with you.
It is. Yes. Well, actually we're going to, my wife and I are going to start a little band. We're going to be the Yuka Leonards.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, okay. Seriously, okay? Dan and I are in a stand-up group, okay? For those of you familiar with FabCon, you know what that is. And we have a little video conference every Monday. Do you remember months ago, I was in the Upper Peninsula, and it was snowy and everything, and you brought your ukulele out.
Right.
Well, my mom and dad were over here on the other side of the room, and they saw you playing it, and my mom says, well, he's not half bad.
I was playing my iPad, actually.
I want to hear him when he after he's done with his lesson. So I've got I've already have your first concert lined up.
Okay,
It'll be a webcast of some sort, I'm sure.
We've been working on Uncle John's band, you know. You know, like the dead Uncle John's band. That's sounds great on ukulele. Yeah, but
you lost me.
Must be magical.
You know, Uncle John's band. Come here, Uncle John's band, play into the you know, it's a big, famous Grateful Dead song. I was never really into the Dead.
Dan, Grateful Dead, they go together like cheesecake and motor oil.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there's a Grateful Dead channel on XM Radio, and I was taking Jacob to its guitar lesson, and I had it on there, and he goes, "What's this?" I said, "It's the Dead." And he goes, "I kind of like it." I think they were playing like Fire on the Mountain or something like that, and it was.
That's scary when your kids like your music.
He really liked it, and I'm like, "Hun, he likes the Dead."
Give him more.
We do. So we're trying to play that on ukulele. Anyway, we saw a guy that, going back to the Buffalo Irish Festival, because there are a lot of Irishmen in Buffalo. We noticed the couple in front of us, and obviously the guy had just shaved his head because his wife was really enjoying it. My Marcy's like, "I think that's something new. Do you want to try that?" Like, really? So,
and yes, now it's a thing.
And yeah, now I'm seriously considering it. But I'm not swimming in the Olympics, so it's not that vital. Anyway.
But if you did swim in the Olympics, you would have excellent aquadynamics with your newly shaved head.
Yes, but I'd still lose. You know, but what are you going to do? Because I actually really suck at swimming. But anyway.
No arguments here.
Yes, well, you've never seen me swim. So, all right. Anybody else have an interesting point? I can tell stupid stories all night, but
well, let's do a rehash of what happened at the Don LaFontaine Voiceover Laboratory fifth annual, 10th annual, third annual poker challenge.
Sorry, I missed it.
Well, George Whittam was a player in the tournament.
Indeed,
and you were representing Edge Studio. And now tell us how you did. I was surprised. I walked right over to you. I said, "Dang, you're playing, George?"
Yeah, I know.
He's a shark.
I've been at these things three times. This is the third year, and I never played. And I mentioned to Jill Seltzer from, who's actually the director of SAG Foundation, that I hadn't played actually since I played literally with Don and his poker buddies. Don invited me in to a poker hangout one night, and I just happened to be there working at the studio. And he was like, would you like to join in tonight? It's a $75 buy-in or whatever. And I was like, I don't have $75. He's like, Al.
It's a spot in a tag.
Right. This Joe said, yeah. Joe, it's just a spot in a tag. So anyway, he antied in for me or whatever the parlance is. And I played with him that night.
He
I lost
you a marker.
Yeah, I lost the money pretty quick. Right. And I gave him a credit on an invoice. to pay it back. And anyway, that I think that literally is the last time I played. Usually when I get invited to play poker with people, they never ever invite me back. For two reasons. One, I don't take it seriously enough. And two, I sometimes end up winning people's money and they don't like that. So they don't invite me back.
Yeah.
So anyway, I played for about a half an hour. I went all in on two pair. The guy sitting across from me who won the hand with had a straight. And that man that took that money from me was the bad guy in Karate Kid. Can anybody name who the bad guy in Karate Kid was without going to IMDb like I am right now?
Karate Kid 1 or 2?
I think it's the same bad guy, but I might be wrong.
Wasn't Steve Vai the guitar player, was it?
Well, while you're thinking about it.
Is that a serious answer?
Can we get help from the chat room?
You can't look it up on IMDb like I am right now.
Breaks his own rules. Oh, no.
Let's see if anybody knows. Oh, okay. Apparently, this is the song that you guys have been playing.
We need some of that thinking the music. Hardest ones don't
vary anymore. Sheldon says it's a blonde guy.
Somebody I know. That was back to school. That was in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, that's the Grateful Dead song.
That's right.
Woo-hoo. Now we're gonna get taken. Now we're gonna get a takedown notice from YouTube. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right.
Is that copyright infringement?
Yes.
Yes.
YouTube will take down our show.
But they didn't.
Well, they don't have it yet to take down.
Oh.
It's still live. Anyway, anybody know the guy's name? His name is Martin Cove.
And Martin Cove.
And Martin Cove was sitting right across from me playing. I looked up, it was Martin Cove, and he had a straight and wiped me out. But that guy, I looked on his IMDb, that guy is still working like a machine. Now, granted, the movies seem to be overwhelmingly, you know, B-run, straight-to-DVD stuff. But, hey, the guy's working.
Straight-to-DVD, that's not very high quality at all.
And if you're working and you're working consistently, that sure is better than getting one good movie in 10 years.
It's better than straight-to-BVD.
Yeah.
I was thinking VHS.
Well,
sorry.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at...
I'm still reeling from that headache.
The number of films that he's in that aren't even screening yet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 25 different titles that are in production or post-production.
So there's a working actor.
Dude is working.
That's working.
Yep. So anyway, that was fun.
Straight to DVD or not, that's terrific.
Yeah, the guy's working. Anyway,
his picture.
Now you're just going to, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back. You want to see the guy's picture. That's just one thing too many. I can't handle that. No, hang on a second.
Now, to make this kind of quasi voiceover related.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes me think that about something that just kind of clicked in my head a few years ago when I realized, you know what? I don't have to be in L.A. or New York. Or a major market, I can be right here in little old Michigan and be a working voiceover. I may not do huge things, but you know what? I can make a living at it. So it sounds like he's a working actor, and he's had a few
journeyman.
Things. Yeah, sure. You know, we're in Michigan for national commercials too, but everyday stuff. You know, and that's to hear that story is actually very encouraging to me.
So, well, where are you in Michigan?
I am in Kalamazoo right now. However, in another month. I will be way up in the Keweenaw Peninsula of the Upper Peninsula.
But the Upper Keweenaw Peninsula.
The upper Keweenaw, where it starts to snow for real in October.
Well, there he is. There's the man, Martin Cove.
Oh, yeah.
And you know
on your way up to the Upper Peninsula, tune into WCCW 104.5 or something like that in Traverse City.
Oh, cool, yeah.
I'm the voice of that station. I just voiced today.
We'll drive right through there.
Awesome.
Yay, I'm going to mute your mic, Kathy. Yeah, Martin just is a regular guy that just works a hell of a lot in Hollywood, you know, and he looks
That's
damn
great.
Good too for a man who's my dad's age. I just saw his birthday. He was born in 46, and I was blown away. I couldn't believe that he was that age. So,
yeah. one of the keys to being a very good looking and handsome older person is to start off life being a very handsome and good-looking younger person.
an exceptionally good-looking, yeah, exceptionally good-looking younger person.
Hey, I have a celebrity moment.
In my new mailbox.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be Anthony's new mailbox.
Winter delivery. I like it.
What is it? Get that shot on this.
What does it say? I'm looking at it. I can't quite read it.
It's a mailbox. There's a lower mailbox.
Yeah.
And then there's one about 10 feet up. It says winter delivery.
Ah. Sure that's going to be tall enough for where he's going?
It might not be.
That's awesome, man.
So we were at the Don LaFontaine Poker Challenge on Saturday night. And here is my celebrity. I have a celebrity moment. I think the audio should play.
I saw this. Me. Please do share it.
Here it is. It should run if everything is right with what George told me.
Hi, it's John Taylor in Hollywood with my buddy Ted Lange.
Thank you, sir.
Good to be with you.
The bartender.
Good.
Where are we? We are wicked cool.
Yeah, there he is, Ted Lange.
You have that on YouTube, right?
Yeah, and Ted was actually one of the original players in Don LaFontaine's poker nights at his house, the floating rotating game that went from his house to Joe's house and other places.
Oh, yeah. I know, man.
And today would have been Don's birthday, a 73rd birthday. So this is kind of a special day when we think about Don LaFontaine and all of the legacy of his kindnesses and his spirit of generosity. And it's carrying forward. So it's a great way to celebrate Don's birthday, thinking about him.
It is.
On that day.
It is.
I think he would have been 74. I believe that's what I saw somewhere.
Born at 73. I think 73. He was born at 40. Yeah.
I see you have the Pigs Fly commercial queued up there, George. You got your.
I do. I'll play that. Since we're on the subject, I will.
What is Catherine showing?
Yes, please. You got to meet. Did you get to actually meet Nita, Kathy?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
But you got her book because she gave it to everybody.
I just love the book. Did you get a book, John?
It was in our gift bag.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
goodie
nice.
Bag, and I got jerky and some sort of collagen jerky? Moisturizer. That's
he
why
got
I look so young.
Jerky.
I did not take a gift
there.
Bag.
TMI there, John.
Anyway, the book was great.
You're just jealous you didn't get a gift bag.
I did not get a good gift bag either. The book reader in the family said it was a very moving book. That would be my wife.
Yeah, it's very hard to put down. I want to keep reading it, and it's great pictures at the end too.
Oh, there's cool plates on there. Nice.
I don't know if you can.
Oh yeah.
Let's see.
Let's introduce you to Rachel Ehrenberg, who is here.
Rachel.
Rachel, are you there?
Oh, Rachel!
Everybody's saying hi. Say hi to Rachel, everybody.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning.
Evening.
Morning.
Today, Rachel's working an nocturnal schedule.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I had an absolute blast at the poker tournament. And, you know, if it was supposed to be an event of networking, I think I handed out George's card more than I handed my own out.
Oh, jeez.
A lot of people were, I really would love to know what kind of technical things you use. And I go, there's the man.
Oh, thank you. That was sweet.
Yeah, it was very nice. It was a wonderful time. Reason I came into the bedroom, or the studio, as it were.
Yes, thank you. It's a studio.
That
way to blow the illusion.
Driving me crazy.
Oh, you want me to hit? I'll get it. All right.
Either that, by the way.
We have a special guest dog.
Oh,
Harley. There's Harley Doggison.
Well, Harley Doggison, say hi to everybody, Harley. He's a good one.
I'll get aww, what a cutie.
That light behind him is, I all of a sudden became the lighting director along with everything else.
Backlighting.
But no, it was absolutely wonderful. I had no idea that that I was going to meet so many wonderful people, and I've always said that our tribe is a really good bunch of people.
And, that is for sure.
It was proven out.
That is for sure.
It really was.
Indeed.
Anyway, I'll give it back to John while I go in the other room, but that light was bothering me.
Thank you.
And it was bothering me, too. So,
all right, now,
George, I thought of you, and I remember that light that we had when we were doing June Foray's interview.
Yes.
From the side there. Right. I said, not again.
Thank you.
This isn't a forum for lighting direction, but thank you for that.
We do appreciate it, though.
I hear it was also June Foray's birthday, today or tomorrow.
September. How old is she going to be 96.
96. And whoa. Still working.
Whoa.
September 16th.
Have you guys
may
seen
we all
her?
Be so lucky.
Have you seen part one of her interview on VO Buzz yet? Has anybody seen it?
I have not. I had to go to bed early.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Well, I did see one section of it that you sent me where Chuck basically does exactly the same thing he did when he was on.
Well, yeah. You know what?
Hey,
I guess
watch me pull a rocket. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
I know. I don't think he could help it. Yeah, I don't think he could help it, man.
Everybody does that one.
And she ignores it.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, my friend.
Yeah. It is. It is.
It is so iconic.
We were actually watching Rocky and Bullwinkle the other night. You know, it was on one of those stations. I'm like, hey, Rocky and Bullwinkle. And still hilarious.
Yeah, my kids were
50
watching.
Years later.
Great writing.
Yeah,
no
great
doubt.
Writing, great acting.
Here, let's take a break. Let me run a commercial. Pretend like we're doing a real show.
Yeah, because I've got to refill my mug with great right. Michigan beer.
Yeah, people watch these and they're looking forward to the commercials.
Yes, they do. Really. They do.
Anyway.
Got to pay for this somehow. For this? This costs money? This, whatever the hell this is.
It actually does. Anyway, we'll be right back. So, yeah. All right, everybody quiet. We'll be right back.
Now back to EWABS with Dan and George.
No, it's George and Dan.
No, it's not. It's Dan and George.
George and Dan.
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 George and Dan.
Dan and George.
George and Dan.
Dan and George.
George and Dan. Dan and George.
Yeah. Wait, it is our understanding now that our good friend Connie Terwilliger is actually watching the show tonight. We'd love to have her join us here in the Google chat. But apparently,
yes. She
is showing it to an entire class of voiceover students who are now like, this is not the business I want to
great
get into.
Choice.
Join us.
We don't know this for sure. We just need confirmation.
Boy, I hope they're not paying good money to see this. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Listen up, you kids. This business is all about sincerity. And once you learn how to fake that, you got it made. Okay? Yeah, really. You're going to go far in this business.
Yeah, total sincerity.
You're going to start off in your broom closet with a little Oralex, and then you're going to go out a star.
But the good news is you can work in your pajamas every day.
Or a thong.
Or a thong.
Well, that's what
because the thong is always wrong.
Okay, we're getting into wrong. TMI again.
Thank you, Miley Cyrus.
I have a question here for you.
Oh.
I have a question. Tim McKean asks, what is a good alternative, less expensive shotgun mic to the 416?
Well, the Rode NTG3.
The NTG3. Yeah.
Well, that's which slightly less expensive. Right, if you really want to go a lot less expensive, AT Audio Technica makes one. It is the AT
8033.
It's not 8033, but it does definitely start with an 8.
All right, somebody look it up quick.
845 or something like that. Somebody in the chat room, you got to know it. If you know what it is, chime in. But
it's not truly a condenser, is it? Isn't it like a
electric? Maybe it might be an electric. Yeah. But one of my clients had one, and he sent me a sample for a room tone test and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, "What mic is that again?" I mean, I was really surprised at how quiet the recording was. And
what the hell is that?
Oh, this, my gosh!
Whoa! A pull cue.
It's an
that
AKG.
That fell out of Ed Victor's pants.
Yes, it's an AKG.
Ed, I love you. Sorry, man.
And I sure hope he's watching.
I hope he is, too.
Yes.
Right there. Now,
This is a really lousy shotgun. It probably is a great mic if you use it right. This is an AKG D900, which I believe is a dynamic mic. But it's got all sorts of cool settings on it. And if I plugged it in, we could hear how really crappy it sounds.
And you can also use it for pole vaulting.
Yeah, and pool.
I was thinking if someone breaks in, they're going to be in for an awful surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, helpful hint, kids. If you're traveling and the TSA asks you about that microphone, don't tell them it's a shotgun.
Shotgun mic. Yeah.
Pro tip.
See, but it's gotten to the point now where they're like, they bring the bag over. This year, it's a microphone.
Right.
The trick to that, though, guys.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Tell them before you send it in. Tell them that you've got a microphone in there.
Yep.
Two things I will say, too, as far as an alternative to the 416. I have the NTG2, which is okay. Yeah. It's okay. The other is the mic I think that you're using there, Dan. Isn't that the E100S? A lot of people compare that to the 416, don't they?
Well, how does it sound?
Sounds great.
Here's what I liked about the AT897. Thank you to Tim McKeon in the chat room who identified it. 897 has a high pass, a low cut frequency switch, and so none of the other ones seem to have that. And I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it really is nice to roll off the bottom end on your recordings and have them kind of pre-polished a little bit before you edit. Not have like
but
a
you know
huge
when I
rumble.
Get on the microphone, I do my very best to sound like Big Lou Johnson. Hey baby, how you doing today? Hey. We went to dinner with Big Lou after he
like
does
Big
that to the
Lou.
Waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, can I get you a table? Yeah, baby, a table for two, you and me.
Wow, John. Now, how long can you hold that so deep? Without hurting
all
your
mind. No,
baby.
You asked.
You had to ask.
You had to ask how long John can hold that so deep.
You had to do it.
That was really, I mean, you were really asking for that answer. Yeah, it's true.
You really were.
Hey, there was a good question that was brought up tonight. And since we have this fine panel with us tonight, somebody asked a question. What was the question, George? It was in the email bag there.
It had some. It's actually in the doc, the rundown for the show.
There's a doc for tonight?
Yeah, like somebody was typing attention. Stuff in there. Who was typing stuff in there? Kathy?
I did. Okay. Your producer.
Okay. So the question was about watermark.
Liz Harris.
Yes.
She says, hello, Dan and George. As someone new to voiceover.
Hi, Liz.
She says, She's new to voiceover? I didn't know that. That's because I know some other Liz's. I've heard several established VO talents recommend watermarking auditions so they cannot be used by unscrupulous clients seeking to avoid paying for voice work. Suggestions have included inserting a tone at intervals throughout the audition audio, sending low-quality audio, or varying the volume throughout the read. Parentheses, George has stressed to me that the audio quality of an audition should be high. close parentheses. While these methods may be dissuade clients bent on fraud, does watermarking have negative consequences for the talent? What can I do to protect my work while also not offending honest potential clients or compromising my read to the extent that I lose viable opportunities? Your stalwart eWorbs devotee.
Watermark. That's what you can do. Don't ever watermark.
Don't it? You can watermark video, but you can't.
Whoa! I'm blind.
The plane is going down.
My work here is done.
Was that an infrared remote control, Dan?
Light behind you, weren't you?
No. This is just my keychain light.
I was gonna say because an Apple remote will do the same thing.
Dude, I'm about to have a seizure.
Yeah. Through that, Mary Hart's voice.
Yeah.
So you don't watermark at all.
No, I
wouldn't. You're setting yourself up into a mindset that the people out there that you're going to potentially work with are
untrustworthy.
And not trustworthy. Why would you want to work with them? So if they're going to steal it, let them. Who cares? Just move on. Because if they would be that way, you wouldn't want to work with them anyway at any price.
I 100% agree.
Oh, I can't believe John is so serious. Very nice.
Well, that's the energy. You're putting yourself out there as a professional, not as a fearful amateur who is afraid of somebody, you know, stealing from you.
Right.
Janice Gilbert in the chat room says there's 0% benefit to watermarking, and Anne chimes in and says just change the script.
Yeah.
If you need to do a watermark. But I agree with you, John. I mean, you know, I really don't think people are out to screw us. I really don't. And if they are, well, shame on them. It'll bite them in the ass one day. It totally will.
I agree.
Absolutely. I've only gotten ripped off maybe once. It was a long, long time ago.
And JS
chimed in with, don't ever, ever, ever change the script.
Yeah. Right. I mean, for every opinion, there's somebody that's going to say the opposite, but I would say overwhelmingly don't mess with the script and don't mess with the script or do any kind of a watermark. I've talked to some big, big promo voices about the topic. And some of them have caught their material being used without being paid. And obviously it makes them very frustrated. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, it ain't that big a deal. And
like you said, the vast majority of people aren't out there to screw you over. They're just not.
Yeah. Dave Smith is chiming in here saying he's known of cases that actually the audition was used and the check was in the mail.
Yeah, and
that's happened to me.
Great.
Yeah.
And that's why you save a very high quality version of an audition. Save yourself an uncompressed WAV file with the full quality or an AIF file. Mm-hmm. And then you can send that in. Oh, they love the audition. And 9 times out of 10, if they love the audition and it's a good quality MP3, they're probably going to use it because no one knows anything about quality anymore. Don't even start me on that.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I've never actually told anybody to ever keep WAV files of auditions before, but that could be a reason to start doing so. I mean, hard drive space is really, really cheap. So
yeah, I was going to say that's a good excuse to get a 3 terabyte external drive.
Right. For $150 or whatever.
Or less, yeah.
Wow, just check this out.
Pretty genius.
Yes, Anthony.
What?
Two things. Our good friend Dr. Cal chimes in and says, never read a full script for someone you don't know and trust. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. J.S. Gilbert chimes in and says, my Clorox National SAG spot was lifted from an audition.
Right.
But lifted with
and
his knowledge.
And if somebody used a spot, a SAG spot, you do. If you're doing union work, you also have recourse with the union to actually, you know, do a little chasing down of that money if you really think somebody took it from you.
Right.
That's why the union's there.
Exactly.
Okay, here's a question. Any problems internationally? And I'm not really talking Canada, but Dan, I had
an incident one time in Marrakesh, but we don't talk of it. Oh, you mean with voiceover? Never mind.
That's why you have to be specific when you ask these questions.
You know, I usually use protection, but I thought, never mind. No, that's
Dan.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes. No, well, it's only happened, the one time I got ripped off was with some guy in China. Some Dutch guy in China, which was the interesting part of that. So, go figure.
Yeah.
Chinese Dutch cannot be trusted.
I do a lot of international work. And
never trust a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Oh, sorry. Was I on there? I didn't know my mic was on.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. Usually international stuff is pretty good, although there was the one instance in Pakistan, which actually did happen. When, you know, this, the, you know, I think I've told this story to a few people. I was contacted on by email by some guy named Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we want you to do, the, you know, I have to put the accent with the email. But he says, I want you to do an English language channel for Pakistan cable TV. I'm like, yeah, right.
You didn't think he
was? No, check. No, I didn't think they were. I thought someone was yanking my chain.
Oh.
And so I looked up there. I looked it up on the internet. Son of a gun, they're a cable company in Lahore.
Well, there you go.
So I'm like, okay. And you know, I give him my, you know, my page rate and all this stuff. Well, he sends me a page of 9-point type single spaced.
Oh no.
like this. And I did a few of them for about a year. And then they couldn't pay me because it was they couldn't pay me by PayPal. They couldn't pay me by check. They couldn't pay me by credit card because they were in Pakistan. I'm like, opening a bank account in the U.S. They had to wire me money from Western Union, and it was as expensive as what they owed me.
Mm. Oh, wow. Brazilian works.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun going into the supermarket with this thing from Western Union. It was all in Arabic. Like, you know, these guys owe me. Wow. Yeah. And people kept saying, hey, did the Pakistanis ever pay you? And I said, no, but they sent me a goat.
Oh. I heard that one.
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
And she laughs every time.
Because it's a freaking funny story. And absolutely 100% true. And I can prove it.
Give a man a goat.
He's got the goat in the backyard.
That's right.
What is in Dan's hand?
Not bad.
What?
No, Doug.
What's in my hand? My light.
Stop it!
Okay, that's the problem.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, let's get a closer look at that.
Ooh. Oh, God.
All right. This is all the crap I've got in here. I've got all these props that I can use.
All right, it's time for me to run another promo.
What are you, Rip Taylor?
Yeah.
That's
hello! I'm Rip Torn. Taylor.
Rip Torn.
No, Rip Torn. That's another guy.
Yeah, no, that's the he's the actor. Rip Taylor with oh gosh.
He's a crazy comedian.
Crazy.
Okay.
Would throw stuff everywhere.
Pretty fun.
All right. Should we come back? Take another break.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
All right. We'll come right back.
We're running.
VO Studio Tech, recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his helmet.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, Georgia set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
And he did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
And now, back to East West Audio Body Shop, where every week, it's Apollo 13.
Yeah, especially this
week. Old headphones.
Yes. Well, they're complaining I'm playing with stuff, so I'm now playing with my J.S. Gilbert, corkscrew and knife. Yes, J.S., I actually use it.
Yeah, so by the end of the show, Dan will have a giant gouge in his hand, but it won't. At least it won't make any noise.
That's right.
click, show it.
Yeah, what?
Oh. We didn't see it. You have to show it again.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, what a cool
That's
toy.
That's some fancy swag, man.
No, it was on there. I'm watching the show. It was on.
That's nice. No,
yes.
Yeah, but, JS, what's going on?
We want some, too.
Yeah. Send us swag,
he's
JS.
He's got the dog leash thing going on. It's pretty awesome.
He does. Oh, he's got a lot of cool stuff in his basement. Just a master of marketing. Anyway, somebody wanted to bring up the World Voices Organization.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it in the chat room back along, and people were interested in talking about it. So let's talk about WOVO.
Okay, well, do you want to know where we are?
Yes,
yes,
start with
please.
The state of the WOVO.
We're incorporated in Nevada. That's where we are.
Good start.
Yes, no, we're rolling. We actually got our first newsletter out last week. Maybe some of you actually saw it. It's happening. You know, I think we've got close to 200 members. People have started to join up in masses. I mean, it's like, you know, a picture from the Chinese Revolution. They're all just marching down the road to be members of WOVO. I've been talking to a lot of industry people, and you have to remember, this is not a union. It's, you know, more of a guild. What we're really trying to do is become a trade association for the voiceover industry. Every time we say the word industry, Dave Courvoisier is like, all I see is chimneys whenever you say that. What we're trying to do is become the voice of the industry. And that's not just voice actors, but that's producers, agents, equipment manufacturers, the pay-to-plays. They all have a stake in this industry. And we want them to be able to help us, to create policy to make sure that the quality of this business is, it's that it's fair, that it's, people get paid, things along those lines. But there are codes of standards technically. We have codes of standards of, what's ethical behavior for coaches? What's ethical behavior, for voice actors? How to be more professional?
I hate it.
What?
Rules.
Oh, yeah, well, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't play poker in the poker challenge. I'm like, I don't want rules. I just want to schmooze.
And schmooze you did.
Thank you.
Yes. So that's the latest with WOVO, and if you want to join up, of course, the thing is people keep asking, what do I get when I join? I'm going to make this clear, and I'm sure the board of directors is now going to go like,
cotton candy.
Don't say it. The benefit you get from joining World Voices Organization is that you become a member of the group and that you have a voice in what goes on and how it's run and in helping to set policy. And that's what's important about it.
Get a tote bag. Gets a tote bag.
This is what people get. They get this little guy.
Nice.
I want that. I haven't been sent that yet, Dan.
Yeah, me neither, Dan. You my address?
I got the cool pen with the little stylus on the end. That's actually, I use that every day.
Yeah.
We'll
be handing out the mustache, business card holders, of course. And
I would like the world to know that I got the first one of these.
You join and you get a pen.
With a stylus.
Stylus at the other end, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, now you've got my attention.
I hate all this.
Stylist, is that what got your attention?
I hate all this blatant commercialism.
Oh, good job.
I'll see your card and put up my card.
It's so commercial.
Yes, anyway. So that's the name of that tune.
I got a new one printed. I'm moving.
Yeah, really. Well, you have your address on there?
You do.
Mine?
What, people are going to come over to your house? I need a voiceover? Now, up in the Keweenaw Peninsula, you're not going to get a lot of traffic.
That's true. You're going to have fur trappers that might need fur some... Fur trappers, mountain men, and
people who are lost.
Probably.
Definitely lost.
Mountain men.
I'm telling you, Anthony, that is the end of the earth up there.
Love it.
It will be very quiet.
As long as I have fast internet, I can work.
Yeah, can I hold up here? I'm an angry loner. I need to drop off the grid for a while, and could you do my voicemail?
I bet he's going to have the quietest booth out of anyone for miles.
I will tell you the truth. Honestly, I thought about selling my whisper room because I thought, dude, I'm in BFE, right?
But I'm concerned about snowblowers, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to keep
once
that.
A day.
Possibly, but you know, you never know. You might have Homer next door who wants to keep up with the snowstorm.
That's right. Keep up. I like to catch the flakes as they come. Don't let them get too comfortable.
Snowblower.
Bat them individually off the driveway.
That's right.
Yeah, don't let those damn snowflakes get too comfortable.
Stay off my lawn.
You got to keep on top of those snowflakes.
Well, we do know how to beat a joke to death. Moving on.
Yes. I was going to say, somebody is commenting that, Frank Baum, Hangout camera control is wild when the group chats like The View.
Frank Baum.
Oh, no. We just got compared to The View.
The View.
Oh, no.
Our right. standards have been...
Okay.
J.S. Gilbert says, in regards to business cards, I just write my contact info on a 20.
Nice. And leave it on the dresser, baby.
Jazz is always.
Yeah, we heard that, John. We heard that. Yeah.
He's always good for a quip like that. I love it.
Hey, we've got Larry Hudson with us now. Hey,
Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Sheldon Romero.
Oh, in the chat room. Oh, I thought he had joined us in the hangout.
Oh, no, in the chat room.
Hi, Larry.
Kevin Schuler.
Yeah.
So, I don't mean to be too self-promoting here,
but I'm curious,
did anybody else see my video on
On that app? Absolutely.
I thought
that
it was
great.
Excellent.
I think we should show that. I think we should make him a feature presenter on it. That was great video. That was nicely done.
The reason I did that is so many people want to do their auditions or whatever from their iPad, and they're emailing it to their... to their Android phone, which is a great idea, by the way.
Right.
Or, email it to their laptop and sending it on. But the nice thing is, with that little iUploader Pro app, dude, that's like the $3 glue that makes it happen.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
A problem that shouldn't have existed in the first place, I might add, is solved.
Yeah. I agree, George.
Yeah. Because Apple likes to have it locked down. But yeah, great job with that. I posted that on my blog as well as in my Tutorials by Others page on my website.
Very good.
And have you heard anything from people, Anthony, about it yet?
Quite a few people, actually. I love making videos like that. I'm a nerd. I mean, my previous career was IT. And I loved doing training, and that's... like my thing. I love doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And a few folks that have told me, hey man, that is exactly what I was looking for. So that's cool. I just like to be a blessing, to the community. So many nice people have shared so many things with me over the last few years. And wow. So anyways, it's nice to be a blessing. But
shout out to all those folks out there who provide free video tutorials on what YouTube and whatnot. On how to do
paying
stuff
it forward.
Because man, there's a lot of them out there, and God knows I have used them to learn things a lot. So
like to shout at people who put bad ones on with the wrong
really,
because there's plenty of those too.
True.
And I'm
that.
Not going to mention any memes
or really badly produced ones, or actually what's embarrassing is when you watch a tutorial on something really complicated and the guy starts to talk, and you realize it's a 13-year-old kid. And he's 30 years younger than you, and he's got this thing down, There's a lot of those.
When we were trying to show people how to do another commercial, we still have to run this one, for VoiceOver Virtual, it's like, how do you do it? Dan, how do you do PowerPoint? I said, ask your kids.
Yeah.
That's true.
Borrow the neighbor's kids.
They definitely probably know how to
rent
do
a kid.
It's true. I used to work in K-12, and we were teaching kids as early as third grade to use PowerPoint. And it's just a great way to organize thoughts, and it's really good.
Yeah. Well, I had to teach using PowerPoint, 20 years ago because my handwriting really sucks. Mr. Leonard, I can't read what you're writing. I'm like, that's why I went to PowerPoint. And, you know.
I would have done the same thing, man. Trust me. I got the worst handwriting on the planet.
Yeah. No, it's not worse than mine.
You know. I write in all block letters. I learned that from engineering.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. George, are you going to post the stuff that you... George recorded some stuff on site at the Don LaFontaine VoiceOver Lab fundraiser.
It.
Oh, you're saving it.
Yes. Well, we're going to air it.
I think it's 7 o'clock, 7:04 now. Is there something you did want to show?
Yeah, you're kind of reaching the outer limits here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And we still have to talk about Harlan.
Oh, yeah, Harlan.
Talk about him now.
Hey, Harlan. If you're watching the show... You'd know that we don't have anything good to talk about. So send us some cool things to talk about, Harlan.
Yeah,
come on.
More stuff. Oh. No, wait a second. Wait.
Actually, no. There's a promotion. There's a promotion.
He's having a sale on these marvelous things.
Yes, there's a sale that ends tonight.
Get him.
What was the deal on that, George?
I believe it's $20 off.
$20 off. The carrying case for the... The amazing Porta Booth Plus.
Right.
Which mm-hmm. is, you know, which, of course, you can't hear me behind because it dampens sound so well. This carrying case is as good as the one for the original Pro because this one has all sorts of stuff. I mean, it zips up. There's room in here for a towel. Not that you need a towel, though maybe some of you do. And there's enough room in here to actually store your entire studio when you're on the road. And this one easily fits in the luggage rack of a plane.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's kind of like the differentiating factor, I think, for me, is the cost of the Porta Booth Plus and the fact that it's slightly more compact and a little easier to pack in the overhead.
And they both work great.
Yes, and I like the shoulder strap for carrying through the
Allow me to demonstrate.
Through the airport. With a pad.
There's also this little thing here.
What is that?
This is so you can take your suitcase, and it fits into the handle of your
suitcase. Oh, I thought it was for your canteen.
Well, it can be for that if you want it to be.
He thought of everything, so...
Hogan.com.
You don't have to, and that's available at voiceoveressentials.com.
And Catherine's holding up something.
Oh, yes, the boom jock strap.
The ABS.
The adjustable boom strap.
I was struggling with saggy boom.
Yes.
The ABS took care of that.
So anyway, thanks, Harlan. You're the man.
A question about YouTube.
Going somewhere else.
Question about YouTube.
Yeah, good question about YouTube. Go ahead, John.
Okay.
I didn't ask it. It was somebody on the chat.
No, I know, but you saw it.
Was it Jason who said it? Speaking of YouTube, Jason Jeffers asks, what are your opinions about using it as a way to get your voice out there?
If you know how, it's just another tool.
Yeah. I think if you do anything on YouTube, you try and make something that's compelling.
Right.
And if you make something that's compelling, people will watch it for either its entertainment or informational value. And I'll give you an example. You know that "And God Made a Voice Actor" thing Paul Harvey Farmer thing?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been hired to do Paul Harvey in the last few months, at least a half dozen times.
Wow, John, that's great.
Excellent. Good for you.
By people who like the way I do Paul Harvey. And they thought it was good enough for them, so they contracted me to do the voice.
How many views have you had of that video? Did you happen to notice lately?
Just out of curiosity. I think it's thousands.
Wow.
Yeah.
So find your best imitation that you can do of a voice and do it and put it on YouTube.
Yep. Or your best, most compelling whatever.
Helper video.
Yeah. Now, there are some people like, we have a friend, Piot Walchuk.
Mm-hmm.
Piot is a young man who grew up in Hawaii, far away from, you know, the mainstream media, you know, centers of New York and L.A. And Piot is a fabulous impressionist with an absolutely uncanny ability to imitate so many famous people. And he did these YouTubes, got millions of views, and lo and behold, he's got a plane ticket in the mail from Lorne Michaels to go fly and audition for Lorne and the producers of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Wow.
That happened. That happened a number of years ago. Now, it didn't work out that he was hired by Saturday Night Live, but it did work out that he was picked up by William Morris Agency, and he is a voice actor working hard and doing some awesome stuff in Los Angeles. And that happened from his bedroom in Hawaii. So it's a way for you to give the gifts that you have to the world. And if people think that that gift is something that they can use for commerce or art, they can find you that way. Mm-hmm. And that's, but you have to, I think you have to give something that's entertaining and or useful, not just a demo reel. Yeah, you can use it as your demo reel. And there's a great guy who does demo reels of your work if you have lots of video work that's out there. Harrington, Adam Harrington. And he does terrific work of demo reels. He's done many for like Dave Fennoy, and he did one for me and for Lonnie Minella, and you know, just people that have a sort of a body of work out there, and he sort of finds it and puts it all together and does a really nice job with it. But if it's just you making a YouTube, I'll tell you one thing that you want to make sure of when you make your YouTube is that you make sure the sound quality going in is really the best that it can possibly be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You need to have a
real big boy microphone, and it, you know, the image quality and the lighting is good. But if you're doing it with just a camera mic or an iPhone mic, you know, doing that, forget it. It's not going to showcase you in a great light.
Yeah. I mean, you know where I watch. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It also makes prospective clients think that that's what they're going to get when they hire you.
Oh yeah,
which is not what you want to put out there. You want to give, like you said, your best foot forward.
Oh, John Bailey Crumpton is on the line right now. He's on the chat, and absolutely, John does brilliant work that is really entertaining. He's a guy who's so facile with the impressions, and he just And of course, J.S. Gilbert says keywords in your title make a huge difference, and that's why my next video will be John Taylor and Miley Cyrus twerking.
America's sweetheart. America's voiceover sweetheart.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus twerking.
Exactly. That's called find topics that are trending and use them in your video title technique.
John says he also did Ben Kingsley today. A voice match for Ben Kingsley.
Wow.
Fantastic.
And ADR, some ADR work, I take it.
Would that be for that new movie that's coming out? The Ender's Game?
Can you tell us anymore, John?
He may not be able to tell us. He may have signed an NDA.
That is correct. Oh, well, but he mentioned Ben Kingsley. I mean, he's going
to... But I guess... Isn't he on Ender's Game coming out soon?
You know, annotations are even more important. Okay, so he's just throwing out all sorts of suggestions.
Well, John is an expert, so your suggestions are awesome, John, aside from your talent. And you smell good. That's important, too.
And John has not been out in L.A. for very long either, has he?
John is from, John's from I want to say Memphis. Am I wrong? Thought it was Memphis.
You know, I don't know. I know the middle of the country. He's probably been here. Have you been here a year, John?
He can neither confirm or deny.
Speaking of people that make success by not being in L.A. or not even landing or ever living in L.A., we're going to have an interview with Graham Judd one of these days coming up in a couple, in the next month or so.
Yes, yes.
He is a huge success story out of Calgary, right, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and,
yes.
He's never lived in L.A., and he's voicing stuff. He's on Jason Marks's trailer roster. You know, he's doing U.S. promo.
CET, is it? The Canadian Network?
Yeah, who cares? He does U.S. promo. Did I say that clearly enough? Sorry. Canada audience is smaller than the California's population. So, you know, I mean, it's seriously, you can, though,
the one thing about, you know, I come to LA a few times a year, and so does John. He comes to LA on and off.
Yeah.
But like today, I'm in a cartoon. I can't say anything about it. I mm-hmm. even had to sign an NDA walking into the facility, but I went to the place where they're making the cartoon, which is stop action with,
oh wow,
you know, like Nightmare on Elm Street. What is it? No, Nightmare Before Christmas, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
And got to be on these sets where they had these amazing dioramas, and I got to see the actual mock-up of the thing that I voice. And so it's sort of nice to see, like,
does it
the world.
Look like you, John?
It is not a human.
So, I yes, realize.
It is. So, okay, well.
But does it look like you just a little bit?
It is not even a mammal. Yeah, well, I think it's true when you do animation, sometimes they have a video on you if you do it in person, in-house. But if you're doing an ISDN where you don't have a camera, I'll tell you one thing they can do is they can figure out what you're doing and with your acting, if you're playing action in your acting, and they can change the expressions of the character to fit what your voice is doing. And I see that all the time, yeah.
Oh, far out.
It doesn't look like you, but they get what you're doing.
Yeah, and now they're even going disgusting. Even further. They're doing like full-blown mocap, you know, motion capture, you know, yes. where they literally yes. use your face, yeah. facial expressions in the production.
And your body.
And your body.
Yeah, I was at a party for Vox, a Christmas party, and there were like all these like Ultimate Fighter-looking bodybuilder guys and ladies in like tight spandex, and I'm like, what are these voiceover people? They're in shape.
Yeah, what
What's
is
up
this?
With that?
I know.
Well, time to work out.
And I was like, wait a minute. And so I walked over to this dude with like long hair and Fabio hair and a sweatband and like tats. And I was like, so what do you do? He goes, video game mocap. You got a problem with that?
No, I'm fine. Don't worry.
But anyway, that's what they do. They have a whole division of mocap people.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, work out, people.
And
you
some
go to your taekwondo.
And voices, yeah, voice actors are doing mocap. Like people who have years of voice acting experience are doing mocap. Yeah. So,
yes, Doug. Yep, that was the Vox mocap department that was represented at the party.
Far out.
Very cool.
It is. It is wicked far out.
Wicked far.
Wicked far.
Well, wicked far. Before we wrap it up for the night, I will throw in a little plug for. As you guys would not find too much of a surprise, now that you know I'm with Edge Studio. Edge Studio is now a sponsor of East West Audio Body Shop. So thank
awesome.
You, Edge. You guys are, thank
Yay.
You. Thanks, team.
Thank
Yay,
you,
team.
Edge.
They did send me a little tiny bit, a little tiny blurb that I could say tonight. So I will say it right now. Edge Studio's Career Resource Center now has even more. George will share free home studio tips in his new vlog, Widom's World, in Edge Studio's weekly newsletter.
Widom's
Go
World.
To the link shown on the screen to subscribe to the VoiceOver Education newsletter. Oh,
you
that
should
means
have sent me the script. I would have read this.
And now I have to copy paste that into the titles. And then I'll put that in titles. And I'll copy paste that in there, and the link's too long. It goes right off the edge of the screen.
Don't forget your annotations.
Yes.
John Bailey says, annotate.
Annotate it. And I'm trying
Widom's
to make it.
World.
Anyway.
Studio time. Excellent. Widom's World.
I love
so
it. Let's do that.
They came up with a name. It's cut off. They can just about get it. Says newsletter on there. Okay, guys. Anyway, we came up with the name Widom's World. Actually, I didn't come up with it, but when they mentioned that as a possible name, I was like, abso-freaking-lutely, because when we were kids, we used to do home videos on vacation, and that was exactly what we would say. We would stand there with a microphone, and we go, "Hi, this is George Widom reporting for Widom's World." So when they said, "Let's call it Widom's World," I was like, "Oh yeah, definitely." So anyway, that's my little plug. And we'll have some more formalized commercials that'll be a little bit more interesting that you'll watch
we'll
over and over and over again. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Edge.
Yes. Well, all right. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up into a nice tight little bow tonight.
Yes, sir.
Stand by for news.
We made it all the way to the end.
The rest of the story.
Yeah, all the way to the end.
Oh, there we're we're back now.
You know why? Because we went for more than an hour. That's why it cut us off.
Oh.
Really? No, I'm just kidding. No, it just that's just what.
It doesn't seem to care how long we're on.
Anywho.
Yeah. So we've had a lot. We've had our technically, things have been a lot sharper the last couple of weeks. So, you know, I know some people were getting a little upset about how especially when we were did the voiceover peeps thing from Irvine and we kept cutting off. And
oh
stuff.
Boy, that was a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a challenge.
But you did a great job of gluing that back together. And it actually, when you watch the whole thing through, it's a wonderful show.
It's
so go back and watch episode 103 of EWEBS.
Yeah, watch the YouTube version, please. Yes. And Skype has been really good lately. Google Hangouts tonight, pretty choppy. So I'm
a little bit.
I'm glad we're using Skype. It really it's been working beautifully.
Yeah, but for our Google Hangouts, it's usually
it serves its purpose nicely. Google Hangouts is really cool. And they're now letting us stream on YouTube simultaneously for what it's worth. So, whatever.
Nice.
But make sure you subscribe to us on Google or on YouTube. There's a subscribe button. It's on our website and it's on the YouTube channel, which is called EWABS. Actually, it might also be called Dan Leonard now on YouTube for some reason. but anyway,
is
do
there
subscribe.
A show next week, guys?
No, next week we are going, going dark next week.
Labor Day.
Yes, so we're not going to be on next week. But the following week, Catherine, our wonderful producer, who's on?
Oh, yes. We have Tara Platt and Yuri Lowenthal. And they wrote the book. If you know the book, it's something about behind the microphone. I have the book.
VO behind the mic, as it says here in our notes. Okay. VO behind the mic.
Yo behind the mic. Okay.
That should be a good show.
They are great people.
Right on.
Looking forward to it.
We'll also have some of the coverage from the event. We didn't have time for the Lori Allen thing tonight, but it's worth waiting for.
Save it.
And,
so why don't we go around the horn and everybody gets their last shot in. So let's start with Anthony.
Well, I just want to say I had a great time hanging out with everybody. And really quick, my Paul Harvey story. We thought that one day, wouldn't it be funny if Paul Harvey had the sniffles? So in between his live broadcast, we would go, this is Paul Harvey. And we would open the mic and go. So in between, you know, and in other news. So he had the sniffles one day. That was great. Anyways, I had to share that story, and it's been a pleasure hanging out with everyone tonight, and I hope you all have a great week.
And have a nice move. Bring Thank a shovel.
You. Yeah, we'll need it.
Yes. Catherine!
Yes. I want to thank Edge Studios for inviting so many of us. And I know Dan was invited, but to the Poker Classic. We had a great time on Saturday night. And here's a little proof.
Oh, cute. Nice dress.
Cute. So anyway, thanks, guys. This has been fun.
Thank you for helping us and making our lives so much easier. Karen O'Brien, feeling
Hello.
Better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Good.
The headache has disappeared. It's been such a great experience being on the show. Thanks so much for letting me hang out with you guys.
Anytime.
You seem completely underwhelmed.
Anytime.
Underwhelmed? This is me happy. You should have seen me earlier today.
Okay.
It was misery.
All right. Well, we're glad you're feeling better, and you're always welcome.
We cleared her headache.
And I still have a book to do.
That's right. Just blow hard into the screen, and there we go.
Our audiobook narrator. You still have a book to do?
I do. I didn't record any today because you can't do romantic interludes while you feel like crap. But, you know, it'll be much better tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. All right.
We hope.
Plenty of fluids. Take aspirin and call me in the morning. All right.
Well, you don't want me to call you in the morning. Okay. Really.
Because it's
John Taylor.
John Taylor.
Well, I must say that I am sorry that I have the sniffles today. I was out with my young son, young Paul, celebrating his 88th birthday. And we went for a ride in his new Buick. And we were on our way to our favorite place for food, Burger King.
Anyway, I have to get up early and do the Wicked Cool Morning Show on Cape Cod's classic hits, Cool 102, tomorrow morning at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, from the fabulous Hollywood studios of Casa de Ehrenberg. So it's just fun, and I want to thank George. My shout-out is to George. Thank you for the consult, and thank you for setting me up with routing all of this audio and machinery and software and microphones, so that I could do a live broadcast, so I could come out and see my friends in Hollywood and reconnect with my voiceover pals and not have to take any vacation time. That's sweet. All thanks to you, George.
Even better.
Sweet. Yeah.
Thank you.
Really cool.
Great. My pleasure, John. Anytime. Thanks. And I appreciate the business, of course.
You got
Thank
it, man.
You very much.
I actually paid George for his expertise.
You did. I have to say, John paid. That was very kind. You're a good friend, John.
It's worth it. And it's a tax write-off.
That's a tax write-off. That's right.
And it works.
It does.
That's the most important thing. Well, all right. Well, I think that's going to wrap things up for tonight.
Yes, indeed.
This was great. I love doing these. You know, it's like, who's going to want to watch this? Then again, I once said, someone once told me, who wants to watch a TV show about voiceover?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, exactly.
And then someone else... That's right. Someone once told me that the mustache wasn't a good branding thing.
Yeah,
brilliant.
It's everywhere.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. You have the ubiquitous mustache.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I see like teenage girls wearing a blouse with mustaches on them. The same mustache.
And they keep sending me stuff.
What is the deal with that? I don't get it.
Great. Wait, I can't see that. Hold it up a little higher.
What is that, John? What is that, John?
Wait, John's got something.
That's his Massachusetts driver's license.
He can't hold it still because someone's going to steal his identity.
Right.
Uh-oh, good point. You have a mustache on there, John?
Cover that signature, John.
Let me get a pen.
Well, anyway, George, it seems like we've gone back to our old ways here. It's now 10:20 here in the East.
It's a hangout. Yeah. It doesn't count.
I know. I think maybe we could extend the hangouts.
That's right.
You know, not too late.
It's a loose format.
Very loose.
You're a loose
cannon.
What
are you talking about? It's only 7:20.
A Quinn Martin production.
Epilogue.
Those poor East
I'm going to go watch some YouTube videos of the VMAs, and everybody have a good night.
Good night, everyone. It's been a blast.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks to all of our guests tonight. It's always wonderful having you on. And I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
John Taylor. And together we are all
East West Audio Body Shop.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Sayonara.
Bye. Aloha.